Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms for the first half of your Friday. We'll see a few breaks in the cloud cover. Temperatures lower 80s and northeast winds 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, 62 for your low. We're at a high of 84 degrees on Saturday with sunshine. Chance for showers and thunderstorms late Saturday night, low of 64. I'm staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently 68 degrees.
Kings' Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Police have arrested a woman suspected in a hit-and-run crash that killed a motorcyclist in southeast Wichita. KTV reports police arrested 25-year-old Lila Garcia early yesterday morning on suspicion of involuntary manslaughter while driving under the influence, failure to stop at an accident resulting in death, DUI, and a tag violation. Authorities say the Wednesday evening crash happened when Garcia's eastbound car reportedly crossed in front of the westbound motorcycle. Investigators allege Garcia then fled the scene. A jury has found a massage therapist guilty of sex crimes against five people, including three female soccer players, at the University of Kansas. The Lawrence Journal-World reports jurors returned the guilty verdicts yesterday on all eight counts against Lawrence massage therapist Sean O'Brien. Three of the charges accuse O'Brien of indecent liberties with a child under the age of 14 for fondling a girl who was either 9 or 10 on three occasions. Mid-America Network News. Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
The director of Sedgwick County's health department says the vast majority of COVID-19 patients at area hospitals in Wichita have not been vaccinated. Director Adrian Byrne said during Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple's weekly media briefing yesterday that 97% of those that are in area hospitals due to COVID-19 are unvaccinated. As of Tuesday, Sedgwick County had a 14-day rolling average of positive COVID-19 tests that was just under 9%. That's a level not seen since mid-January. KTV reports Byrne added that only 46.4% of eligible county residents aged 12 and older are vaccinated. A new government report shows Kansas farmers are expected to harvest a smaller corn crop this season. The National Ag Statistics Service said yesterday the state is projected to harvest 745 million bushels of corn. That's down 3% from last year. The smaller corn crop is expected because fewer acres of corn are expected to be harvested. Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. 11 Nebraska lawmakers brought in Governor Pete Ricketts to restart the state's online COVID-19 tracking dashboard, saying that local officials are being left in the dark on important infection statistics. The group sent a letter to Ricketts this week calling for the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services to reinstate the dashboard and that all 93 counties in the state be required to report outbreak and hospital capacity. In another COVID-related story, Nebraska's biggest healthcare system said yesterday they'll require all their employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 as they continue to deal with the current surge of the virus cases in the state. CHI Health, Nebraska Medicine, Methodist Health System, Bryan Health, Children's Hospital, and other several large healthcare employers issued the joint statement. And Nebraska weather finishing up this week, much nicer than the week started off. Temperatures cooler, highs only in the 80s. Mid-America Network News.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. COVID concerns continue, although positive counts in Marshall County continue a slow decline, now with 19. None reported as hospitalized as of Thursday. Three of these were reported vaccinated, the other 16 were not. A recent high of 32 positive cases was noted just over a week ago. Marshall County Health Department continues to offer vaccinations on Tuesdays by appointment. The Health Department and CMH continue to offer COVID tests Monday through Friday by appointment. Washington County reports 10 positive, with one currently hospitalized. Hanover Hospital announcing earlier this week they will be closed to visitors immediately due to COVID resurgence. They will still allow outside and window visits at the Hanover Hospital. In Nemahal County, 45 positive cases include two hospitalizations, which is still nearly double the numbers of late July. Significant rainfall totals reported overnight, with much of Washington County checking in anywhere from 3 to well over 4 inches. Some parts of primarily southern Marshall County were in the 4-inch range as well. Many others did receive less, but a widespread rain event brought 3/4 inch to the KNDY studios here in Marysville. Happy days are here again will be the theme for Axtell Days, beginning Friday night, continuing Saturday in Axtell. Friday night, the high school football team will serve a barbecue with ribs and chicken wings. They'll also offer concessions at City Park beginning at 6. Dance lessons featured at City Park Friday evening at 6:30, and the third annual cornhole tournament gets underway. The Schmitz Blitz will perform live music Friday from 8 to 11 at City Park. A 5K glow run and walk begins at 9. Registration at 8 at the City Park entrance. There'll be fireworks to follow. Then Saturday, the breakfast begins at 8. The bicycle fun run at 8:30. Parade beginning at 10 a.m. Check in at the Axtell City Park for 9:30. Kids activities from 11 to 1 will include games and other events. Kids pedal tractor pull also begins at 1, with bingo at the Legion from 1 to 3. A tractor country cruise starts Saturday at 2. The Axtell Fireman's Chicken and Pulled Pork Barbecue, plus homemade ice cream served at the Legion Saturday 5 until 8. And Tim Strothman entertains for a street dance beginning at 9 Saturday in Axtell. Blue Rapids Community Family Fun Night is this Saturday, August 14th, 6 until 10 p.m. on the square downtown. They'll have a pulled pork dinner with games on the square, followed by live music by Marilyn Rogers. Kids invited to bring their hoverboards, skateboards, or skates. Join the Community Family Fun Night, 6 till 10 p.m. this Saturday night in Blue Rapids. Carol E. Heidebrink, age 83, of Odell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Burial in the Odell City Cemetery. Vance Curtis Funeral Home of Odell in charge of arrangements for Carol Heidebrink. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, tomatoes and zucchini, and apricots. Monday's menu, barbecue chicken, cornbread, cheesy potatoes, broccoli, and plums. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll see those showers and thunderstorms gradually move to the east southeast, move out of the area early today. We are expecting quiet conditions as we head into your upcoming weekend. Cooler temperatures are on the way for the upcoming weekend. We are expecting highs to be in the 80s. We'll see some scattered showers and thunderstorms on and off through the upcoming weekend. Temperatures this afternoon will be in the lower 80s. We'll see more sunshine, but showers and thunderstorms early today. Partly cloudy tonight, 62 for your low with calm winds. Lots of sunshine on Saturday. We're at 84 degrees for your high. Chance for showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Still plenty of sunshine, low 80s. Low 80s again on Monday. Sunshine continuing. Showers return late Monday night. I'm meteorologist Mandy Feluber.
Average high temperature, mid-August, 90. Record high on this date, 116. The average low, 67. The record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:26. Sunrise in the morning, 6:39. 68 degrees, cloudy, overcast. Still a lingering sprinkle or two. Again, we settled in about 3/4 inch of rain here at studios in Marysville. Widespread inch, 2, 3, even 4+ inches. Some areas of northeast Kansas into southeast Nebraska. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 13th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Call now and get started on important, rewarding work. Cambridge Place in Marysville is now hiring evening and night shift, certified nurse aides, and certified medication aides. Weekend and holiday rotations, excellent pay and health insurance, upward mobility, teamwork, and appreciation by coworkers, supervisors, residents, and families. Get $1,000 sign-on bonus for full-time. Call now, Cambridge Place, 562-5321.
White Sox walk off the Yankees in the Field of Dreams game. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After shaky closer Liam Hendricks parlayed a 7-4 ninth-inning lead into an 8-7 deficit, shortstop Tim Anderson pulled the team's fat out of the fire.
Short lead by Sebi. The pitch is hit in the air. Deep to right. That ball is gone! White Sox win!
The call on WMVP. White Sox outlast the Yankees 9-8 thanks to Anderson's walk-off homer. Manager Tony La Russa was absent attending the funeral of his brother-in-law. NBA signing, Kawhi Leonard is committing to the Clippers after re-signing with the club Thursday. A 4-year, $176 million max contract. However, the two-time NBA champ is expected to miss significant playing time next season as he recovers from surgery to repair a partially torn right ACL suffered in last season's playoffs. The Giants continue to prove why they're World Series contenders.
The 1-0 pitch. There's a high drive, deep right center field, way back there into the big part of the yard. Adios! Pelota! A spectacular 3-run homer.
The call on KNBR. Lamont Wade Jr.'s 3-run jack in the fourth powered the Giants to a 7-zip win over the Rockies. San Francisco's now won 5 straight. Another postseason contender, Oakland, poured it on in Cleveland.
He throws and Mitch swings and drills one to right center field. Way back and no doubt and gone. And a 2-homer game for Mitch Moreland.
The call on KNEW, the A's 17-0 laugher, is the largest shutout win in franchise history. Oakland now has the league's longest current winning streak at 7. The Rays beat the Red Sox 8-1. The Brewers hammered the Cubs 17-4. Phillies topped the Dodgers 2-1. Blue Jays fell to the Angels 6-3. And the D-backs worked out a season's worth of futility, drubbing the Padres 12-3. This is Rich Cantu. ABC.
It's Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun tonight, Friday the 13th. The annual Ladies Night Squirrel Crawl is sponsored by Marysville Chamber and Main Street and features shopping, cocktails, food, and fun all down Broadway from 4:30 to 9. The 13 stops along the Squirrel Crawl will have lots of exciting activities. Retailers will have new arrivals to showcase VIP shopping and, of course, delicious food and drink. It all starts at 4:30 with a party at the end from 8 until 9.
Hi, this is Kate Comer with Marysville Chamber and Main Street, and we just wanted to welcome you to Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun, and happy Friday the 13th. There's a lot of great deals tonight, and we hope you enjoy shopping local. There are 13 stops along the way, and you stop in every business, you get a chance to be entered in for our two giveaways. The businesses are going to be offering door prizes, games, refreshments, and snacks. A lot of great discounts tonight, so make sure you take advantage of them. Welcome, squirrels. We're happy to have you.
Hi, friends. Lori at the Garden of Eden here. We're looking forward to you guys coming out tonight, drinking drinks with us. We're going to be making our famous bulldogs. We also have some watermelon wine for those special ladies. Lots of games going on, lots of savings. We're going to take 50% off candles, jewelry, other items. Haven't really decided yet. Might even change my mind as the night goes on. Come out. It's a good time, ladies. You don't want to miss it. It's the best night in Marysville.
Hey, this is Lori at the Wagon Wheel. We're getting really excited for Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun. We will end here at the Wagon Wheel. We'll have a DJ. I'll have a couple drink specials. We'll have some different beer options, some snack food set up for you in the back room. So we can't wait to see everybody.
Presented by the Marysville Chamber and Main Street. It's Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun. If you haven't gotten your ticket yet, you can still pick one up at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street office at the corner of 10th and Center Streets.
Join the fun, join the celebration as Little Blue Barn Grill celebrates their first anniversary this Saturday, August 14th. Featuring live music, $13 buckets of beer. They'll be open at 4 with specials and live music Saturday, celebrating the first anniversary at Little Blue Barn Grill in Hanover.
The Nemaha County Fair is just around the corner, and Lifetime Vision Center encourages everyone to come on out and explore the 4-H exhibits the kids have worked so hard on. From Drs. Wright, Crotty, and Peter at Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn and Nebraska City, excellence in eye care.
The annual Beatty Milo Festival is Saturday, August 21st. The fun begins Friday night with a petting zoo and kitty carnival, which continues Saturday, co-ed softball, and a glow run at 9 Friday, followed by free fireworks. Saturday, the Milo Festival includes a truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, kids tractor pull, cornhole, an antique tractor pull, bike races, and greased pig contest. Plus, this year, food trucks will be featured beginning at 3, with concessions, a beer garden, and more. Mark the Beatty Milo Festival next weekend, August 20th and 21st.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The beef cattle industry bouncing back from the pandemic and continued progress expected in 2022. Beef prices near record high and consumer and wholesale beef demand both at 30-year highs as the U.S. global economy recover. While drought remains a significant concern, strong demand combined with higher cattle prices signal an optimistic future for the beef industry, according to Cattle Facts. Their Outlook seminar took place here in Nashville at the 2021 Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show. They shared market experts and weather analysis. According to Cattle Facts CEO Randy Block, the cattle market is still dealing with the burdensome supply of market-ready cattle. The influence of that supply will diminish as 3 years of herd liquidation will reduce feedlot placements. And this occurs, the value of calves, feeder cattle, and fed cattle will increase several hundred dollars per head over the next couple of years, they say. Gains in large and four-wheel drive tractor offset smaller declines in the sub-40 horsepower range in the U.S. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers says U.S. total farm tractor sales fell 0.8% in July compared to last year, while U.S. combine sales jumped 19.2%. The articulated four-wheel drive segment led the way for the third straight month, climbing 79.4%. Year-to-date, farm tractor sales remain up 13.7%, combines up 12.6%. AEM's Kurt Blade said the story of the row crop and articulated four-wheel drive sales, a reflection of farmer optimism, adding that farmers don't make these sort of investments without serious consideration of future market conditions. In Canada, July monthly tractor and combine sales were positive in all segments, the biggest growth in the four-wheel drive units nearly doubling up to 93.8%. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Mid-America Ag Network, this is the Larry Steckline Reports. Well, folks, you'll probably wonder why I talk about a proposition that is up and coming in California and up and coming in Oregon, and they're working on to get things passed there that would make a big difference in our business called agriculture. Well, I can tell you why. Because if they get things passed there, 9 chances out of 10, it sets a precedent and it'll go to other states, maybe even yours and mine. Scary. Petition 13 out of Oregon. It sounds so ridiculous it might not even be true, but it is true. Proposition 13 would make things like injury to an animal arising from a rodeo a crime. So rodeos would be out of existence. It would make livestock have to die of natural causes before they can be processed. Couldn't slaughter them. And perhaps most ridiculously, it would redefine a certain animal's health and animal husbandry practices as sexual abuse. Fortunately, an act like that in Colorado has been nixed. Why? The Colorado Supreme Court says it was too broad, and they were trying to do too much in one ballot initiative, but they didn't rule it out as being something that they might want to look at again. Then you've got this California thing that's the Proposition 12. It doesn't just apply to products produced in California, friends. It applies to anything being sold in California, any meat, any vegetables, anything like that. If these things became reality, folks, you going to the grocery store would pay so much more, it'd scare you to death. We just keep our fingers crossed that they don't have a chance to pass. We see you on the next Decline Report.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Growing wheat isn't for the faint of heart, but thanks to the strong performance of Westbred, it's worth it. Call the guys at Kaufman Seeds. We have the wheat varieties that endure the region's toughest challenges. WB4269, WB4401, and WB4699 provide excellent test weights and a good disease package, and good after beans. Increase your yields and profitability with Kaufman Seeds. Call 800-634-2836. That's 800-634-2836.
It's a tendency shared by about 12% of us, which used to be considered a character flaw. The sinister details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At meltingbelly.com, we share this 2-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new 2-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 13th, the 225th day of the year. Wild West sharpshooter Annie Oakley and filmmaker Alfred Hitchcock were born on this day, and it's International Left-Handers Day, meant to dispel myths and misconceptions about being left-handed. Southpaws have certainly come a long way since earlier times when being left-handed was considered a bad habit and children were often punished for it. Even language conveyed superstition about lefties. The Latin word for left is sinister, and the French word is gauche, meaning awkward or clumsy. We don't know exactly what determines left-handedness, but whatever it is, seems to make for good politicians. 5 of our last 8 presidents have been left-handed. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
Oops, we have these death announcements we missed on our local newscast this morning. Merle Leanne Bernasek, age 93, of Axtell, passed away Wednesday. Missed of Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Sunday, 11 to 5, at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Merle Bernasek.
729
Donna from KDY. Frankfurt passed away Sunday. 68 cloudy overcast.
We have about 3/4 inch rain overnight here at the studios. That's most of Marysville. You get outside Marysville, especially over in Washington, southern Marshall County. We're getting 3-4 plus inches of rain overnight. Some areas reporting water over the roads this morning. Be careful. All of this is building to the south and continues through the eastern half of Kansas for the most part, extending from areas west of us through Republic and Jewell counties, then looping down toward the north of Salina, then through Manhattan, down through and past Emporia to the southeast part of Kansas. Doesn't look like we'll have much in the way of precipitation behind it, just an occasional sprinkle or two yet this morning.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports for your Friday. Baseball, the Kansas City Royals with a day off yesterday. The Wichita Wind Surge snapped their five-game win streak last night with an 11-6 defeat by the Tulsa Drillers. The Surge got out to another hot start by scoring 3 runs in the top of the second inning for an early 3-0 lead, but they couldn't hold on. Wichita will play game 4 of the series against the Tulsa Drillers tonight. First pitch from Oklahoma set for 7:05. As aforementioned, the Kansas City Royals with a day off yesterday. They'll begin a series with the St. Louis Cardinals. First pitch this evening is set for 7:10. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs in action tomorrow. Yes, you heard me right. The first preseason game takes place tomorrow with the Kansas City Chiefs pitted against the San Francisco 49ers. That game will be played in California. Kickoff time tomorrow night is set for 7:30. Friday, Kansas Sports, here on the Mid-America Network.
KNDY.
I am insensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love. She loved me good. Yeah. I am a short fuse. I am a wrecking ball. Crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning. Full of grace and full of Jesus. I wish that I could be more like you. I'm hard to love. You love me good. Love me good. Girl, you've given me a million second chances, and I don't ever want to take you for granted. But I'm just a man. I'm just a man. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. Don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love.
If I could, I would dare feed your dreams and starve your fears. If I could light the world, we could sit and watch it burn. We could fall asleep inside the glow. If I could take you in, feeling you deep beneath my skin, then I could slip away with you as a poison.